We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Chaf Hei. We were talking about the law of Orla and Netarvai, the fact that the first 3 years that a tree produces, you're not allowed to eat fruit. On the fourth year, the fruit that's produced on the fourth year of the tree has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention an alternate option. V'zeh b'chinas ma sheyecholin l'chalel peiros netaravai ma'ase sheni al kesef u'lahalos ha'kesef l'Yerushalayim l'ochloi shom b'kedushas ma'ase sheni. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand the fact that the Torah tells us that a Jew can transfer the holiness that's on the fruit, he can transfer that onto money. We're talking about fruit of netaravai, the produce of the fourth year of the tree's existence, or maaser sheni, which we mentioned yesterday also in the previous year. So we transfer the netaravai, or the maaser sheni, holiness, onto money, and we transport that money to Yerushalayim and purchase food which we eat in Yerushalayim, rather than having to schlep the actual fruit with us from wherever we live. Ki alias ha-peiros hanal Yerushalayim hu kedei lahalois kol koichos ha-peiros lisharoshom. Because as we explained in the previous year, the reason why we're bringing that fruit up to Yerushalayim is to elevate the power, the healing powers and curing powers and positive energy that's found in that fruit, to elevate it to its source. Shehu Dvar Hashem. The source of all of that energy is the Dvar Hashem. That's where it came from. Shehu HaTfila. And Dvar Hashem is also synonymous with Tfila, as we learned earlier. Kedei Shenucha Lahamshech Kol Koyches HaTzmochim L'toich Kol Ma Shenoichel V'Nishtekaral. So that once that energy and power has been brought back into the Tfila, when a Jew davens properly, all the healing and curing powers that were found in all of these herbs and vegetation will now be transferred into anything that that person eats, including bread and water even, the most basic items, as we learned before. Based on that, Vialkin, based on that, Yecholin Lechalel HaPeiros Al Kesef U'Lahalos HaKesef L'Yerushalayim Liknois Sham Peiros Acherim Biada Kesef Uliochlam Bikdushas Elua Peiros. Understand why and how we're able to transfer whatever holiness, whatever was on this Netarvai and Maaser Sheni, we're transferring it onto money, taking the money to Yerushalayim, buying other fruit with it, and now that fruit has the status, has the holiness of the Netarvai and the Maaser Sheni. Because we said through this mitzvah of Orlo Netarvai, this gives us the ability to elevate the energy, the good energy that's found in that fruit, to elevate it to its source, to send it back up to the source where it originated from, which is that Dvar Hashem. Sheshom Klulin Kol HaKoichos. That's where all the different energies all come together. It all comes together by its source, which is called the Dvar Hashem. V'shom, and over there, Bevada Yecholin Lahamshech Koyach V'chiyas Ugdusha Seilu HaPeiros L'toich Peiros Acherim. Once we go upstairs to the top floor, to the Dvar Hashem, from there, we have no problem drawing energy back into other fruit, into a different set of fruit, and now that fruit is going to have the holiness of the Netarvai and everything, and the Maaser Sheni. Kize Iker Bechinas Ha'olas Peiros Maaser Sheni V'Netarvai L'Yerushalayim. Because as we explained earlier, this is the whole reason and the whole concept of bringing that fruit to Yerushalayim. From Kidei Lahalois Koichois HaPeiros L'Toich HaTfila. What we're trying to do is elevate the spiritual power that's found in that fruit and bring it into tefillah. We said Yerushalayim is another word for tefillah, because Yerushalayim is the location for the Beis Hamikdash, which is called Beis Tefillah, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah. Kedei Shenucha Lahamshech Kol HaKoichos l'toch kol ma shenoichel kanal. So that, why do we want to do that? Why do we want to bring this fruit to Yerushalayim? To bring it into the tefillah? Because once we bring it into the tefillah, from there, it can go into anything and everything we eat. You don't have to go to a pharmacy or you don't have to go to a distant country. It can go into anything, like the pasuk says in Chumash, "Va'avadatem es Hashem alekeichem," that when you'll be zeichet to tefillah b'shleimus, "Uberach es lachmecho ves mimecho," then the bracha will be even in your bread and water, "Vahasiroisi machlo mikirbecho," to remove the illnesses and sicknesses. Originally, you needed herbs and medicines, and you had to go to this drugstore, and you had to go to a different country, bring it in from another country, all kinds. Once you've succeeded in drawing that energy that's in the fruit and in the herb, in the vegetation, into the tefillah, from there, it can go into anything and everything that you eat or drink. Umachmas zeh bevadai yecholin lechalel koyach gdush aseilu aperois, lamshichon aperos acherim. Once you understand what's happening here, you could understand how this definitely works. How we have the ability to take what was originally on this fruit and transfer it to that fruit. What was originally on my fruit up in Tzfas, where I lived, and I transferred it to money, I brought the money to Yerushalayim, I brought different fruit, totally different fruit, and you're telling me that this fruit, the Yerushalmi fruit, has the Tzfas stuff? The answer is definitely yes. By following this process of elevating it to Yerushalayim, to the tefillah, once it goes into the tefillah, which is the top of the top, from there, there's the GPS that can send it down anywhere into the world, that can put that energy, which was in the Tzfas fruit that came off my tree on the fourth year, or the Maisa Sheni, and it can put it into anything I want, into Ragalach, into Tofu, whatever you want. Ki b'hashoyrish ha-koil echod, because up there, in its place of origin, it's all one. Tzfas, Yerushalayim, it's all oneness. V'alkein ikur hachilu al yidei kesef daiko. And this is why the main transfer, the way this transfer is conducted, is onto money. Kama shekosef, as it says in the Torah, v'nosato ba'kesef. You will transfer the holiness that was on that netar vayu or maisa sheni onto money. Ki ha'kesef yanes hakoil. Because money applies to everything. Everything and anything. Money is the thing that can buy all the different things, clothing, food, everything you want. Kasheroyim b'chush, as we see in life, in natural life, shebad hakesef yichon liknois kol minei peiros shebo'olam, that for money, you can buy any kind of fruit in the world that you want, whether it's pineapples or apples or, you know, anything. V'chol hachafotzim, and all other kind of objects. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehakesef kolul mikol hakoichos shel kol hadvarim, that money is not a simple thing. Money has in it all the powers of everything. In other words, money can be clothing, books, food, anything you want. This money has energy in it, a certain energy that covers everything and anything. Ki hakoil yechoil and liknois bada kesef, because you can buy anything and everything just about for money. Veze machmas shegam b'shoroshoi hakesef govoya moid. Why is it? Why is it that this thing, the whole world revolves around this thing and this thing? If you have money, you can go anywhere and buy anything. Why? What's so special about this thing? The answer is, it is special. Rabbeinu Zal taught us that money comes from a very, very high place. Ki shoyresh hamomin bigdusha govoya ma'oid ki yadua b'divrei Atmar Zal. Because money, at its source, from where it originates in holiness, comes from a very high place. Ki hamomin b'shoroshoy lemalo hu b'chinas gavnin ilon. Because money, at its source, up on top, is heavenly colors. Shehem shoyresh kol hahashpois, which is the source from which everything comes from. All shefa that Hashem sends down to the world, whether it's health, food, clothing, car, all of it comes from these gavnin ilon, these heavenly colors. Ki al yidei hatfila shehu dvar Hashem nimshochim v'nizgalin hagavnin. Because we know also that through tefillah, which is Dvar Hashem, tefillah reveals and draws upon a person these heavenly colors. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Through the Dvar Hashem, Shamayim was created. And we know that Shamayim Heim Bechinas Gavnin Elohim Kemuva B'makam Acher. Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran that Shamayim represents the heavenly colors, the sky, all the different colors that are involved there. Umeelu HaGavnin Nimshochin Kol HaHashpois V'chol HaKoichois Shel Kol HaDvorim. And it's from these heavenly colors, these heavenly lights, that there come forth all the different types of Shefa and all the different powers, curing powers, healing power, of everything in this world. Ve'elu hagavnin heim bechinas hamomoin hanal. And these colors, that sparkle is that sparkle of money, the coins. U'machmas shehamomoin b'sharoshay kolul mikol ha'koichos. And because of the fact that money, at its source, is a composite of all the different koichos, alkein gam lemato, who kolol me'akol. That's why down here below, money works for everything. Ki yecholim liknois badamomoin kol ma'asheroitzim. For money you can buy everything you want. Bebchinas hakesef yanes hakol. Money is the response to everything. U'machmazeh ikr chilul peirois ma'aser sheni v'ne tarvai al yedei hakesef daika. Now you'll understand again that when we want to transfer the power, the holiness, the energy that's found in this fruit, this Maaser Sheni, this Netarvai, we want to transfer it onto something. The best thing is money. Ki hakesef kolol mikol hakoichos. Because kesef is kolel all the different powers. Ki hu tchilas hahashpo hanimsheches midvar Hashem. That's the beginning, the top of the Shefa that comes from the Dvar Hashem. Shebetchilo nistzamsem Hashefa bebechinas kesef. When Hashem sends His goodness down to the world in the form of health, clothing, food, all the different things, when it starts coming down, the first shape and form that it takes on is money. Sheshom yesh tziur laHashefa. That's where this spiritual flow starts taking shape and form. Avul adayin kolol shom kol hakoichos yachad. However, in the shape and form of money, it's got everything in it. It's food, clothing. It's all of that is in there. V'achar kach nimshach haShefach v'akoyach l'chol esev esev. Afterwards, the Shefa comes further down, and it goes into each and every single blade of grass. U'lechol dovar, and every other thing, karoi, every other appropriate thing. V'alkein, and therefore, ayidei kesef daiko, yecholin lechalel haperois. Through money, you can exchange, you can transfer whatever powers were in those fruit onto the money, lahaflech hakoyach v'kedusha shel haperos, lahamshichon haperos acherim, to transfer it from the set of fruit that you had up in Tzfas, to transfer it on a completely new set of fruit that's down here in Yerushalayim. Ki kesef daiko yesh loy koyach hazeh, because it's money specifically that can be that bridge to go from here to there. Machmashesham klulim kol hakoyches kanal, because money is like a skeleton key; it opens all the doors. V'alkein kishakoyches v'achias nimshach v'nishtalshel midvar Hashem lahamalochim v'akechovim, and therefore, when the heavenly powers and light and life come down from the Dvar Hashem and they go down to the next level, to the angels and to the stars, ad shenim shochem lamato, until they come further down, all the way down to this world, nikra b'shem halvo. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the term lending. When the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about Hashem sending down His energy into the world, He calls that process lending. K'mo shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, kol koichvayo lovin do min do. All the different stars borrow one from another. Siara loivim in Shimsha, the moon borrows from the sun. You know, the higher one lends to the lower one. Why? Why this term lending and borrowing? Kimavoyer kol ze bahatoyra hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions all of this over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Aleph, Likutei Moran Tanina, that this whole halacha is based on. Ubishvil ze nikreis hatfila shehidvar Hashem hamalve hagodol. And that's why our tfila, which is synonymous with the Dvar Hashem, is called the great, great lender. Shezehu bechinas, this is why Rabbeinu Zal points out that one of the highlights of our tefillah of the entire day, one of the most important sentences in the tefillah every day, is these words, Utsavo hashomayim lecho mishtachavim. All the heavenly angels and all the heavenly powers bowed to you, Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says that in Likutei Moran over there, that the first letters of those four words make up the word malve. Roshei Tevois malve. The first letters make up the word lender, ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person is davening shachris, when you say those words in Vayevorech David, utzvo hashomayim lechom ishtachvim, you should have in mind anyone that's sick, chas v'shom, or anyone that has any very critical need. That's a very special place to keep it in mind. Why? Because when you say those words, Utsvo Hashem l'chom ishtachvim, you're turning on those light bulbs that spell out that word malve. Malve means lender, meaning you're tapping into the big banker, the top, the malve hagodol, the dvar Hashem, which is where everybody gets from, the source from which everybody draws from. And when you're making that statement, that's a perfect time to be able to draw, to be able to receive for yourself or for anybody else that's close to you that needs an important Yeshua. Ayin Shom, look in Torah Aleph and Likutei Moran, over there, Likutei Tanino, where Rabbeinu Zal mentions it. Kistam halvo bekesef. The term lending and borrowing usually refers to money. As the famous pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, im kesef talve esami, if you will lend a Jew money, ki hamshochas hakoychos misharoshem lemato heim bechinas kesef. Because as we explained earlier, when Hashem sends His light, His energy down below, the term that's used that refers to that transfer of pure spiritual light being sent down to the physical world is money, shehu kolul mikol hakoyches kanal. And as we mentioned earlier, money has in it all the different powers: furniture, refrigerators, apples and oranges, chocolate cake, tofu. All of it is in that word money. Ki lemalo kol hakoyches klulim biyachad. Because upstairs, in their origin, from their place of origin, all of these different energies are all one. It's all one. It's part of the oneness, Hashem Echad. V'alkein nishava mehem lamalo b'chinas hashpo shel kesef. Therefore, upstairs, when Hashem first decides, when Hashem makes a decision to send some of His light down, the first thing it registers at, in the form is dollar bills, euros, francs. That's the first form it takes on. Shekolul mehakoil, which is everything. Money encompasses everything in it. Bechinas hakesef yanes hakoil, as the pasuk says. Money addresses everything. Veshefa hazois bechinas kesef loivin umekablim tzvomalo zemize. And this shefa from Hashem, this money gets lent and borrowed. That's how it rolls down. It goes down to the first, the highest heavenly angels who pass it down to the level below them. Bibchinas, as it says, kol koichvayo lovindo mindo. All the different stars borrow from each other. You know, the lower one borrows from the higher one. Ad sheyoyred lemato mato, until it comes all the way down, down. And the more it drops down into the physical world, it splits out into all different shapes and forms. An apartment, a car. So Rav Nosson Zal is saying this thing called money, besides the fact that we see it in this physical world, we can hold it in our hands, in paper form or coin form, etc. Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us that upstairs in Shamayim, when Hashem makes a decision to send Shefa down, the first form it takes is money. It doesn't have to be literally physical paper money, But that's the first shape and form it takes, which is a shape that covers everything. Everything in the physical world is included in that.